Good morning on this, our final day of the Hutton Orbital Community Goal. I'm Dick Chafing.
And I'm Rudolf Hucker.
And we are joined in the studio by a third guest. I'm not quite sure. Could you introduce yourself?
Hello, I am Rex Bottoms.
Welcome, Rex. It's always a pleasure to have you here. We are going to get on with the news this morning with all the latest and greatest from last night. The weather report this morning is sunny with heavier solar winds near Alpha Centauri. Proxima is shining on the station and there's a light chance of a hangover.
Traffic reports are indicating that we've had a drop-off of ships visiting the station. From our peak of 3,400 in 24 hours, we're down to 3,177 in the next 24 hours. Sorry, teeth back in. Still an awesome number, and our thanks here from Hutton Orbital Radio to the Night Shift.
Today's latest news update. That is true, we have... Hutton Mug Co. reports their latest results.
We have a pirate activity update.
Benefactors arrive at Hutton with rewards for generous commanders.
And Wonders Emporium has reopened.
In other news here, worthy of mention, Commander Van arrives at Hutton Orbital after an 11,000 light year trek. Amazing. The Hutton Mug Co. is delighted to announce that the latest few shipments of scrap have meant that they will be able to offer all visiting commanders an increased allowance of rare mugs. Local businesses are delighted by the increase in trade, and the Pilots Federation is informing all pilots that trips to Hutton are now likely to be profitable endeavours.
This morning, we've received a communication from the leader of the blockade around the station. Our spies have managed to locate a secret data file containing the original dictation. We will play it after this news bulletin for discussion throughout the day. Needless to say, station's official policy is that we do not negotiate with pirates.
In happier news, we've had reports that the station defense volunteers have handed the pirate Jolly his ship back to him in pieces. Our salutes go out to you, commanders. Anyone with pictorial evidence of fighter support will be included in our special awards ceremony after the successful completion of this mission.
On that note, we've received reports that our generous financial backers have increased rewards for all commanders participating in the event. 10 million credits are now being donated to the highest contributors, and even the smallest load now attracts a 400,000 credit reward. Most of our benefactors are anonymous, but Commander Zarada has offered a complete ship service and paint job for one lucky commander once the event is complete. He's issuing a station-wide notice to ship spray and paint teams for one paint pack to the value of 15 credits to one lucky contributor. Commander Zarada, you're a gentleman.
Reports are coming in that Simuf and the Skiprat have been struck down by orange radar arse from mooning pirates across the system. Are yet to be confirmed, but if true, get well soon, commanders.
And lastly, we have news that Wonders Emporium has now reopened after the outbreak of itchy flight suits yesterday. With the pirates now banned from docking at the station, it has given her team of relaxation agents time to recover. Pilots are once again invited to enjoy her hospitality for relaxation between trips.
That's the news for this morning. I'm Dick Chafing.
And I still am Rudolf Hucker.
And he's Rex Bottoms. We'll catch you later on. Thank you very much for listening.
Your heart, favorite indeed. Being a pirate is a wretched thing. Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Yar. This is a response regarding the blockade of Hutton Orbital. As most of us know by now, the community goal at Hutton Orbital has been under blockade for the last 2 days by the Code and the Smiling Dog crew. Yar. Warnings are still being given out both in sewer crews and at Hutton Orbital to commanders to drop their scrap and leave if they do not want to be attacked or pirated. We've lost count, but we think over 400 commanders have ignored our warnings and attempted to participate in this community goal and have died. Yar. Why are we doing this, you ask? We've multiple reasons for blockading this community goal. Number one, we believe the scrap was chosen to de-incentivize piracy. We take this as an insult, as we're part of this community, and we'll take part if we want to or not. B. The creation of the Hutton Mug breaks the original rules, which stated that the station or system must not have a rare good present. And Hutton Orbital has Centauri Megagin. I know, I drank it, and I've got a hangover. We see the creation of the Hutton Mug as a golden opportunity that was wasted on a gimmick. We, as pirates, love to pirate, yar, and this commodity is never going to be traded due to the travel time required to purchase it. And lastly, because pirates blockade ports, it's what we do. Why? I'm getting to it. All that said, we're not heartless. Well, mostly, but not quite. After a long discussion, we decided to show an act of mercy to the traders that wish to continue this illegitimate goal. We, the Code, are demanding 500 million credits. Yarhar! In total, for lifting the blockade at Hutton Orbital, we've 25 pirates requesting compensation for their efforts in the blockade. Yarrar! Each satisfied with 20 million credits in settlement. We assure you that if the demand is met, we'll withdraw our presence from Alpha Centauri for the duration of the community goal. All one day left. However, if this lingering display of mercy is neglected or refuted, we intend to further our effort in our blockade and future blockades. If there is any, and I mean any, kind-hearted commander out there, please show sympathy for those who are innocent and still contributing over the next 24 hours, leaving you 5 hours to reply with payment details. Quick note. To sort out confusion, when the remaining time reaches 24 hours, the rate will be raised. Edit 2. It's been 5 hours. And I guess nobody wants to save those traders. We've put the rate up to 550 million credits. Roar! Yar, walk the plank, shiver me timbers, arr me wooden leg. Toodaloo, Digital Mandalorian, brackets, Code Boss, close brackets.
Yar, har, pirate indeed, being a pirate is a recipe. Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
A very haunting and chilling message there from the Code. Oh, goodness, it's got me quaking in my underwear.
I really would wish you were not broadcasting in your underwear, though.
That's true. 550 million credits. Does anyone else take? Does it take you back to Dr. Evil in Austin Powers? You know, 100 million billion dollars. Oh, brilliant. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to go for a quick advert break, and then we will be straight back to discuss that in depth and talk about the goal in general. So bear with us for a minute. I think we'll have another little reminder of how awesome these pirate forces are. Message from Code.
Are you the kind of commander that likes drowning kittens?
You are a pirate.
Do you leave the toilet seat up after every piss?
You are a pirate.
You drive a fertile lance and refuse to use your indicators?
You are a pirate.
Do you have an eye patch on both eyes?
You are a pirate.
We're the Code and we're recruiting for your sort. Help ruin someone's afternoon and join the Code. Yar.
Yar, har, pirate indeed. Being a pirate is a recipe. Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Hutton Orbital Radio. Banging on your eardrums like a horny Rottweiler. This is a message on behalf of Hutton Orbital Flight Control to pilots. Commander Astrodamus is inbound, so please depart the station at your earliest convenience. Landing pad repair crews to standby.
Well, howdy there, partner. My name's Buck, and I'm a trader. People ask me, Mr. Naked, just what do you trade in? Well, I'll trade anything to earn me more credits, but what old Buck Naked trades in is his very own space cow. Y'all know it as the Lacon Spaceways Type 9. She may turn slow and lumber along, but she's got plenty of room in her belly to store your load. And when I take her to Hutton Orbital, you can be sure that Buck Naked will be relaxing in his cockpit, counting the credits those poor saps will pay me for delivering hundreds of tons of goods they need. So if you want to get rich, pick yourself up a Lacon Spaceways Type 9, the Space Cow, for your utter delight.
Do you need to catch up with your paperwork? Do you have a tax return to do? Are you a science fiction author writing that difficult second novel? Here at Hutton Orbital, we have the perfect solution for you. 1.5 hours of flight to do with as you will, with 15 minutes of docking and trading. Simply collect any old scrap you find lying around, pack the family in a picnic lunch, and fly to Hutton. Hutton Orbital, all the time in the world for what you need.
And we're back. So yes, we have seen this recent update from the code representatives on the Reddit threads, and we have seen an onslaught of responses to it. These things always heat, but we have been joined here with Dave. We also have Ian Norman, and I believe later on we may be joined by Skiprat to discuss this very issue indeed with depth. Dave, you have actually engaged with the leader of code and offered him a chance to come and have a chat.
I saw and heard their broadcast this morning, and I think they finally the message got through to them that we would have actually engaged with them on this this CG. We'd have got them involved, and we'd have made it a little less unenjoyable for the traders and possibly for them as pirates if they'd engaged with us when we planned this a couple of weeks ago, or even when it kicked off. As it is, they turned up late to the party. They didn't stop us getting our mugs, and I think all they've done is sort of tarred themselves a little bit. I mean, maybe a little unfairly in cases. I think there have been some bad eggs out there, but rather than joining in, they've caused a bit of a fight, I think.
Yeah, it does seem to. I mean, it was one of those things. We were quite prepared for pirate activity. We had our sort of defence forces aligned, and you know, the whole concept of the convoy was kind of to sort of take advantage of the limited instancing sort of issues in land with large parties, more or less almost bypassing or forcing them out of gameway and getting there and safe. But more importantly, it was about playing together and having fun. And if we had to stop along the way to go through a pirate blockade, and we had to pay our way through, you know, 2 pieces of silver for the gateway man, then we were more than prepared to do that. But yeah, it's more manifested itself in a manner of people turning up and then just shooting people left, right and centre. And that doesn't really ever generate a positive impact. I mean, pirates don't necessarily always have a positive impact by their very nature. But in regards to a community goal, people have put an awful lot of effort into flying. We are at a disadvantage. And if they knew in advance that if they were to face pirates, the pirates would be from this particular faction, and this is the reasons why they're getting involved. They're either, you know, they don't believe, you know, they could have committed any kind of paranoid reasons for why they didn't believe that the scrap was actually going to genuinely be used for this production, that they believe that there's a military reason behind it and therefore they are stopping it. You know, they found leaked documents, something along those lines that gave them the reason to get involved, and we would have played along for certain. Absolutely, definitely.
Oh, crikey, if we'd had 50 ships in our convoy and we had to bring 2 full of, I don't know, gold or silver to drop for the pirates, just to keep them happy, keep them off the blockade, I'm sure between us we could have rustled up a couple of cargo holds full of silver for them to pay our way through out of 50 ships. It would have made a small dent in the CG, but I don't think it would have affected us too badly. So, yeah, there was an opportunity there for them to actually earn money off it, to get engaged in the gameplay and have people enjoy their presence rather than sulk about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, then they could have had people that wanted to take them out. So you'd have groups coming in saying, right, we're going to tackle the pirates, and we could have arranged it, and it would have been, you know, we could have had cameras there and ships to sort of Twitch stream these massive battles. We could have really orchestrated the whole storyline behind it. But I think possibly all we can sort of take forward from this now is that, okay, this is where it's kind of gone wrong. This is kind of where Code and, I can't remember, the smiley, what are they called again?
The smiley dog's bum.
Yeah, the, you know, it's where they could maybe learn some lessons to get involved before a community event goes live. We've got this gold one coming up now. Obviously, gold is a far more understandably precious and coveted material, so it makes much more sense that there'll be a hell of a lot more people involved in pirating them. But what they've got to do is they've got to get in early. They've got to set their demands early so that people that join the community goal have a clear indication of what they might face. I also feel that if you have a community goal, one of the things that a lot of our players and groups and friends have done is they have put powers issues to the side. Some of them have come along and they've flown the missions, done a couple of runs, and then they've decided that now they need to return to continuing their powers. But the majority of people have suspended their alignments. They have ignored the issues with working in another powers area, and they have got, you know, united behind the goal. But there are still some commanders hanging around the star, taking advantage of the fact that people are there in very lowly protected ships, just to maximise the scrap haulage, to minimise the amount of pain of repeating this journey. And I think, If they had come in with a particular reason, I'm all for it. I mean, I put an open invitation out to the pirates last night. You know, if they want to come and join our convoy and fly with us in a sort of unified front tonight, then, oh man, I'm totally up for that. Come on, you'd be more than welcome. The one thing is, you know, we welcome play. We welcome players. It's about playing with players. If you want to put your guns down and come and join us, if you want to come and escort us as just a sort of way of, you know, being part of the last ditched effort, the last massive convoy, then come on, it's absolutely fine. We would love to have you. And, you know, it might go some way to repairing the miscommunications and the sort of current perception of the Code today and this morning.
So, I mean, jumping in there, I mean, we're talking an awful lot about this. There's a lot of noise on the forums, on the Facebook page about the pirates. It's worth noting that I don't know, compared to some, I've not done that many, but I'm in the top 5%. I have never once been interdicted or stopped by a pirate. The only time I lost those ships is when I actually went out hunting and trying to find trouble. And yeah, I found trouble. So, you know, it is actually only a small number out of the thousands of commanders that have made the trip that have had any problem with the pirates at all. It seems to be pairing us up with them. If you've been there before, you're getting paired back up with them. And, of course, the night shift have had the worst of it. But, you know, it has been actually a very small problem in system that's upset a few people, but the vast majority haven't seen any of this kind of trouble. And, in fact, for guys like Skiprat, who's up in the docking bay at the moment on the other channel, they've had fun playing the game as protection for the station. So the fact that they're there has, you know, in a small way, even without their deliberate intention of doing that, you know, created an environment. We had anacondas up there shooting people. We've had a report this morning of 5 pythons taking out one of the pirates. It's created gameplay, even without intending to, for a lot of people who maybe enjoy combat. So, you know, it hasn't been an entirely bad thing, and we shouldn't paint it in a negative light throughout. It's been fun. It could have been better.
Yeah, there's, you know, we can learn lessons to improve the interaction of pirates, to include them in community goal, you know, and that would be probably, you know, if people know the rules before they take part, and oh, it's certainly an open, if you create a sort of circumstance where you understand the risk and the potential, then you can fly with a little bit more relaxation. It makes you enjoy it a little bit more, and especially when it's an hour and a half journey, it's a specific, you know, the guys have stepped it up. It's cost the majority of people involved in this a significant amount of credits that they might be able to recover in the sort of success of this community goal, but there'll be a number of people who are running at a significant loss. Well, certainly yourself, as well. But you're right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, I'm not. With the payment on the top 5%, I should be all right. I mean, there have been some wonderful, generous commanders. This is part of the community thing. Every time I log on now, I'm getting direct messages over chat from other people in-game that we've been playing with for the last week. And I've had people say, look, do you need some gold? I'm happy to drop it. And I've said, no, it's fine. I'm enjoying it, but thank you for the offer. Part of what we've achieved here is to get a lot more people on a lot more people's friends list. People are playing this game together the way it was intended now. And that, for me, has been wonderful.
It has. Now, Ian, have you had any issues? Have you actually done any runs out to Hutton?
I have. I have run out to Hutton a number of times in my lowly little Cobra.
Ooh.
With its 60 tons of cargo.
That's amazing. Well, thank you very much for getting involved. And have you run into any bother?
I have not seen a single pirate, fortunately.
No, I think I've been very fortunate as well. I've not bumped into them as yet.
It would be interesting to meet one, especially if there's a bit of role-playing involved. I always like to see that. Just being shot any communication at all is always a little upsetting.
Yeah, it just doesn't. It doesn't feel like they're kind of playing into the game particularly well in those circumstances. I know they've now come in with their demands, and it would have been awesome if we'd had that earlier in the week. And, you know, we could have done something about it and, you know, encourage people, as we said, to carry some gold and drop it off at the particular points to pay them off. So having a protection racket, I think we'd have all been thoroughly enjoying that as well.
Particularly if there's two teams of pirates out there.
That's right, yes. And again, you know, being able to identify your pirates is another handy factor, which maybe a game modification would be willing to do, you know, so that you can see, they're a pirate group, they're from blah, 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 and you know roughly what they're looking for.
Yeah, I think the introduction coming up soon of these factions, minor factions, may well help with that, because these guys are actually going to show up as aligned to the pirate faction. I think the code listed themselves as a wannabe pirate faction, and may well be having their own home base and whatever else. So I think that's coming. You'll be able to see their affiliation on the screens.
Yeah, that'll certainly make a difference and make it a bit easier for players, because then you know you're in trouble when you see them, and it'll just help in that point for you to prepare yourself, you know, whisper your few last words and send a recording home to your family and possibly hide the good Lavian brandy in the compartment under your seat.
While we're here, we've also had our usual stats update for the morning, and our Snoswell email pile has been transcribed for us. Do we want to take a couple of seconds to give a few shout-outs to those who've been helping this morning, those listening to us?
Yes, no problem. I know that Skiprat is ready to come down for a chat, so we can come back to him in a minute.
We can do Skiprat. Yeah, let's do Skippy first, if he's available and he's not in combat at the moment.
Okay, we shall drag him down. Hello, Skiprat. How are you, sir? he's unusually quiet because I haven't given him the ability to speak. It's one of these powers that I developed through the
podcast. I'm fine, thank you very much.
Good
morning, Skippy.
Mornings, how are you?
We're all very good, thanks. We're just discussing pirating and the fact that you've enjoyed playing the community goal as kind of a protection wing out at the station.
Yeah, I have. It's been quite enjoyable, really. It's always fun having a bit of controlled PvP, as I call it. Legitimate, you know, it's there for a reason rather than some kind of random massacre of insanity, if you know what I mean.
Well, this is an interesting point that can come up. I mean, if you are particularly aligned with a pirate power and you come into the system and someone in a defence role open fires on you immediately, is that the same as pirates open firing on traders without any contact? Because I know that definitely what we tend to do is when we see a ship that's acting strange or seems to have a strange loadout, we send a quick message to sort of find out if they're friend or foe, and if they're friend or foe, then, you know, we can then accordingly change our actions. And fortunately, so far, in all these circumstances, most of them have been willing to have a good chat and wish us well on our journey, and it's been very
positive. Yeah, Mr. Spoonsy was one that Skip and I think spent a long time chasing around the orbital. you know, fighting him. He was doing a good job of being slippy, but we did send him messages, and I got some piratey kind of sounds back from him, so we chased him around for about an hour, hour and a half. So, you know, the guys that are engaging with us are a good laugh. They can fly pretty well as well. I mean, they're armed to the teeth with shield cell banks, but you know, these guys are relatively good pilots, and it was a challenge.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I've decided to start playing CQC, was that I can improve my flying skills in close quarter combat, which inevitably, if you're going to be hunting down pirates or engaging with this kind of group player base, then especially if you're a bounty hunter, you are going to have to practice those flying skills. And CQC for me is a way that I can actually do that in a safe environment.
Yeah, we were chatting this morning, I mean, before we came down into the live broadcast, we were talking about how, you know, the powers that be could give us some of the tools as have changed the way bounty structures work, improve bounties and rewards. And you were talking earlier about a few ideas that you might have on how they could improve it.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things, I mean, in my opinion, because obviously I'm not a pirate, but, you know, because in the old days, if you go back to the old Royal Navy, a lot of the pirates used to hunt down, like, the French shipping and the Spanish shipping and interrupt their supplies. So pirates could maybe take on the part of, like, working for, like, behind the, for the Federation as pirating Imperial supplies and things like that. You know, so you've kind of got that political background to it and underhanded kind of, what do they call it? Like, not spy network, but, you know, like an underground resistance or something, or that kind of thing. But
Do you reckon this is the, sort of our place out here at, you know, Hutton Orbital, and jokingly, but, you know, in real life as players to create these environments? Or do you think, you know, the powers that be could give us the kind of tools in-game to help with that a bit?
I think players themselves can only go so far, but if the mechanics in the are not actually there within the game, then there's only so far that you can do. I mean, one of the suggestions I was speaking to a guy in the other chat room was to implement it that you can have, like, pirate bases. Like, if a pirate is wanted in federations, they can't actually go anywhere near the stations, because they're instantly going to be taken out by the station as a recognised bad guy. So they kind of have their kind of hidden pirate bases where they can do their underground trading and things like that. Maybe different types of weapons that are kind of lower grade, because, you know, you're not expecting pirates to be, you know, they're going to be scrimping and scraping off of what they get. So that they, I personally believe that they need to actually physically add the mechanics into the game to make it more engaging for people to come in and see that that person's playing a pirate, but he's playing a pirate. You know what I mean? The mechanics need to be there.
I mean, it does bring...
Yeah, and as in terms of bounties, I understand... Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay, carry on.
You were going on about in terms of bounties.
The bounty mechanics, I mean, it used to be that these guys could rack up... Yeah, they could rack up huge bounties, but the problem was that was then exploited by other people to make a lot of money very quickly. So, unfortunately, it got very rapidly nerfed and capped. I'm sure there's a lot of thinking, I mean, from the chats we had at LaveCon and some of the emails we swapped with Frontier, there's a lot of thinking at their end is how do we allow sort of bounties and rewards for pirates and pirate hunting without opening up an exploit that people can get rich quick? I'm sure it's a difficult challenge for them. I don't envy them the job.
No. It is difficult, and obviously, like you said, I mean, if you've got somebody who can rack up a 50 million credit bounty in half an afternoon and one of their mates come along and shoot them, it's going to be a massive exploit, and before you know it, everyone's going to be billionaires. So I think that there's going to have to be some kind of creative thinking behind how to punish these players, and I'm kind of thinking that, you know, one of those ways is to sanction them from various space stations and stuff, that if they are wanted with certain factions and alliances, that they just can't go anywhere near, you know, they're going to get hunted down pretty quickly because they are recognised threats.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the NPCs can play a significantly more souped-up role in that regards. As in, I think the one thing that's lacking is a strong run of NPC bounty hunters getting involved, and, you know, the police not getting involved quick enough sometimes when players are being attacked. If we can get that sped up, especially if it's a particularly well, highly ranking pirate. But one of the justifications that I keep seeing for piracy in this PvP is the fact that they always refer back to, this is a sandbox game, anything you can do in the game is fair game. Obviously, cheating, hacking and modifications aside, because they're not technically that, but they do feel that combat logging, which I think nobody at all
disagrees with that. When you log out middle of combat to avoid losing your ship, that's a little bit of a cop-out. That is, you know, take it like a man, stand, and if you couldn't afford the insurance on your ship, you shouldn't really have been in that situation. I know that sometimes that's a grey area, and there's always exceptions to the case. However, in theory, I understand combat logging being a little bit of a cop-out. However, solo modes and the group modes I see as a solution to griefing. We talk about this game being a sandbox, and we talk about this game being you play it the way you want to play it. That cannot be conditional. That cannot be conditional. You can play it the way you want to play it as long as you're playing it the way we want you to play it. It doesn't work. If you want us to play in open with you, then you have to make sure that you don't put people in a position where they don't want to play in open with you. And this goes for any particular player group, you know? And the point is, space being so big, in the areas where I've been, there's just been no active piracy since I played the game. And the only time I've had any issues with being taken out by other players was when, in a fleeting moment of madness, I joined one power that was active in my area, completely oblivious to the fact that the other powers were currently undermining that area. And within 5 minutes of joining the power, I was interdicted, pulled out, blown to smithereens, at which point I thought, now I remember why I never joined powers, because I wasn't ready for this. And I decided, I'm still playing in open, I just dropped out of that power, and I thought, I'm not ready for powers yet, I'm not focusing on that yet, I want to just carry on with my trading in peace in open mode, and back to the normal runs. In fact, Skiprat, you and I have done many a wing, a trade wing in open. I fly with, often and frequently, without shields, because if there's a pirate coming in and they want to make a demand, then I'm going to pay up and carry on in my merry little way. I'm not looking to cause anyone grief. I'm happy. I enjoy playing with other people. And if you come in with a great sort of role play, then I'm going to love it. Absolutely. But yeah, if I then decide that, you know, well, actually, I really can't face the risk of this, and I'm just going to go and jump into a private group with Mobius, because at least then I know if I see a commander, if I send them a hello, I'll get a hello back, and we'll have a wee chat, and it's dead social, then that's my choice for that day. If I choose that to bypass your pirating activities because I don't want to engage with you, I'm playing it my way. You might not agree with that. I'm playing it my way, just like you're playing it your way. Let's get on with it. Sorry, I went off on a rant, and I didn't.
No, it's not a rant. I didn't mean to. It's an honest.
It's just one of those things. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm gonna gag him and tie him to his chair for a minute. Yeah.
Oh, he likes gagging.
Grant's tied up now. You can talk.
Antisocial behaviour is often a problem in multiplayer games, isn't it? And a common solution seems to be to apply rules to the game that attempt to control people's behaviour. And I think one day it would be interesting to see a game that gave the players the tools to enact their moral majority.
Oh dear, you're talking about police forces, you're talking about the ability to actually set and enforce using, you know, the game mechanics, the police, the NPC police hunting people down, or you're talking just, you know, engage themselves as players?
Yeah, I think things that, you know, if you had the tools available to I don't know, it's in a way it's a bit like lynch mobs and things like that, isn't it?
Legalized militias.
It does, but I mean, if you can, sorry, I managed to get loose. If you remember back to the DDF, we talked about letters of mark and factions sending people out with permission to attack other factions. Now, obviously, that's where powers comes in. It didn't quite come in the way that we probably envisioned, much the same as when you played old Sid Meier's pirate games and you got your letter of mark to attack the French, and the more French you attacked, the bigger your reputation got. It does work, but it doesn't seem quite as interactive, but maybe in the kind of situation as Skiprat was suggesting, that systems become very hostile to pirates that have picked on people in those systems. And, you know, there does seem to be, with the bounty changes, that there is a degree of that happening now. If you have a bounty in a particular system, you find it very, very difficult to get docked.
If you remember back to 1984... Yeah, if you remember back to 1984, when you first played the game, obviously solo on your BBC Micro or whatever archaic machine looking back that you were playing it on. Anarchies were dangerous places. Anarchies were hideouts of pirates. Feudal systems were hideouts of pirates. And then you had these corporate states. You had these top-end ones that were as safe as houses to fly in. I still think, and I've been banging on about this one since it was launched, that we haven't got enough of a distinction between the safe systems and dangerous systems in the game. And at the moment, I know it does say there's a security level in there somewhere, but at the moment, I'd expect the pirates to be in those anarchy systems, and fly to somewhere dangerous. You're going to meet the code and the NPC pirates. I don't think at the moment the galaxy has that kind of distinction between safe and dangerous that attracts them to a certain area and rewards the pirates for being in an anarchy. There must be a good reason for them to be there. They ought to get higher rewards for being there in the same way as traders could get higher rewards for getting past them, getting to these dangerous systems. I mean, for me, that's one area of the original game, one of the few areas that's still missing, is this safe versus dangerous system kind of feeling.
I mean, even from the example of the pirates may go into a very safe system where they can get higher rewards themselves by putting themselves in a dangerous position. So the pirates who are brave enough to go into these very, very safe high-tech systems or very, very powerful systems and actually go in there and do their things, they can get highly rewarded as well.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be much risk involved in being a pirate, and there doesn't seem to be much reward either. Yeah, where it should be the one career path with the most risk and possibly the greatest reward.
Yeah,
totally.
Well, I mean, we're hoping that Frontier at some point, listening to some of these kind of chats, and yeah, I mean, they're going to do something about it. I mean, they've tried, as you said, Grant, earlier, with the powers. You know, you can now become hostile in a system, which is a good start. And the NPCs do start killing you, and other people is a license-free to shoot your ass. It's getting there. I think we need more of it.
It is, and I think Code themselves are out there to raise these issues. I think possibly on this particular community goal, they've come in the wrong way and have kind of got a bit of a backlash to deal with, but you know, we're all quite forgiving and let's get on with having fun. And in fact, you know, this community goal has gone amazingly, and I think, you know, we might want to have a wee chat about where our progress is, unless anyone's got any burning points they want to bring out before we move on.
I still believe the children should be flushed out the airlock.
Oh no, save the children. No, they are suffering from mods.
I believe mods.
You see, even Skippy can be a bad, bad man sometimes.
Oh, DDB. Okay, well, we don't.
Right, should we switch to some statistics, guys?
Yeah, let's get onto the positive side of things. How did you guys do overnight? We left you with, what, just under 100,000 tons of crap to deliver to get us over that next goal. How did you guys do in that night shift? How did the night shift achieve? What did they pull off for us? Holy tamale,
first thing this morning.
Yep.
Sorry, once again. First thing this morning, we got the message from the night shift that while their watch was still on, we had just ticked over to the next tier. So we've just, a couple of hours ago, gone over the allowance of 30. In fact, I've got the numbers up in front of me. We're currently running at 2,045,264 tons collected by 2,956 commanders. So we're 44 commanders away from the magic 3,000 contributors.
We need 44 of you to join in today. Come on. Bring an extra couple of tons. We're now going for, well, as far as we can. There's absolutely every possibility that we can get the million in the next sort of, what we've got? We've got 22 hours. How can you believe we're actually here? 22 hours and 15 minutes to go. That means
that... Isn't that it? How many runs can you do in 22 hours?
Oh, crikey. I'm not sure, actually.
About 12. 11.
What would be nice is if all of the current community goals and their little summary screens were available online through your browser.
Well, so that you could...
I think they are, aren't they? The currently live ones they've put up on the community site.
With progress and everything, isn't there?
Not with progress, no. When they're launched, I think they've started publicising them.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see their progress online. That would
So that would keep Snoswell happy, wouldn't it, with his stats back in the back office there?
It would make promoting them easier, I think.
Yeah, certainly. Out of interest, guys, how many tons have you done personally? I'm up to 4626. I'm top 5% still. What about you guys?
64.
160 something. And I feel dirty.
You are dirty. I am on a
right. I've also got the traffic stats.
All right, well, sorry, I'm on.
So,
I'm on
well, sorry
run,
to talk over you again.
Just short of 8,000. That's my tonnage.
Excellent.
Oh dear, you've been putting too much time in. Right, well, just as an update on the traffic report, we're sort of just shy of 3,200 ships passing through in the last 24 hours. I think we mentioned that's about a 10% drop on our peak. At our peak, we had 3,400 in 24 hours, so it's dropped off a little bit. I think people are getting a little bit space weary now, but as usual, the Pythons, we've had 1,158 of them. I'm not going to read the whole lot, but we've had... let's have a look. 712 Type 6s. We've had 26 Imperial Clippers.
It's all about the orcas. How many orcas have we had?
Two orcas.
Ooh.
That could be the same guy twice. Sidewinders. What have we got? We've got 44 Sidewinders made the journey. So we had a few join the convoy last night. We had one guy join the back of the convoy who didn't realise he was going to run out of fuel. We played the Fuel Rats advert for him. I have no idea if he got there safely, but I'm sure somebody looked after him.
I think Kate Russell came in her pink Sidewinder as well. And yeah, she had some colourful words to throw at us for such a ridiculous idea. What on earth are you doing going here? This is stupid. But they've... They've been back out again. Mad Dog's done a couple of runs. Crash Landing spent the entire day yesterday flying backwards and forwards to the station. Thank you, guys. You guys are amazing. It's great to have your support and also for you to pass that on out to your followers and convince these people that this is actually a good idea. I think today we are going to see a significant fall off in ship numbers. I'm hoping we can get new people coming in their droves to pick up from the old people that have just gone... I've got to work today. I've spent 3 days running solid and I've ignored work. And we need new people to take up. We want to break 3,000 contributors if we can. 44 people is what we need. If you are not done this run yet, get your finger in gear and let's get this done. Tonight, 6 p.m, we are going to meet at Ready Gateway. Bring your ships, fill them with scrap. Do not rely on them having scrap at ready. It's very low, and in fact, it was out last night. So turn up. There are scrap in the surrounding systems. If you go to Groombridge 1618 or 1816, I can never remember which one it is. It's right next to Alpha Centauri. In there, you have Gurn's back terminal. It has a huge supply of scrap. If you buy from there, you'll actually make about 2 or 3 credits profit per ton, which is unheard of in this run, and that will then go your backside, get it over to Ready Gateway, sit outside, and once we're ready, we'll be broadcasting from 6 p.m. and we will be planning to head off at 6:30. The reason for the slightly later delay is this is it. This is the final convoy. I need to work on that for this afternoon. But we've got a lot of things planned.
As a follow-up to that one...
Yep.
Sorry, as a follow-up to that one, we know we've had messages from a few guys who can't make it in time. They're at work, they've got family duties. So for those that can't make it, watch out on the Facebook page and on the forums. I'm sure there's likely to be a follow-up convoy coming through at about 8:30 as well. Maybe not live broadcast with us, but there will be enough room for more commanders at Wolf 424 at around 8:30 as well.
So, yeah, do keep your eyes
on... We prefer you to join our one, of course.
But if you can be there for even if you're not going to be there for 6:30, get in, get on that road as quickly as you can. Send messages by Twitter to @HuttonOrbital. Send them via Facebook. Send them through the game to Psycho Cow
to Snoz,
to Snoz in game. That'd be good, or to Van de Un, and we will give you a shout out on your journey, so you will be part of our convoy. Even if you set off a little bit later, it's fine. We'll give you pirating forecasts. We've got some exclusive content to play tonight. We've got a capture a little recording that we managed to get from behind the scenes at Hutton Orbital, so you can hear what's going on and why these queues are taking so blooming long to clear. But yep, so tune in tonight, join us at 6 o'clock. We'll be broadcasting live. We'll be on the YouTube channel, which we will put up in the event page for the convoy. You can watch there. If you want to catch that YouTube address, it will be tweeted out at the time, but it should be, if you go to youtube.com/psychocow, it will appear as a live event from 6 p.m. I might start that streaming a little bit earlier, just so that people get a chance to have a look at it and get it bookmarked if you want. We'll also be playing the radio feed through that channel, so you can watch and listen at the same time. As I say, exclusive content for that particular journey. We've had a couple of musical requests as well, so I've got to spend the day getting that organised, and fingers crossed, the PC technical issues that dogged me 2 days ago returned this morning, and I'm hoping that they will not return until tomorrow, at which point we've done it, we're finished, so it won't affect me too badly. So fingers crossed, all goes smoothly tonight. If not, Dave will take over, won't you? Dave's just fallen off.
I'm pretty sure I can help out a little bit.
That's called putting your co-pilot right in the shitter.
No, I mean, I nearly missed the I got in the convoy last night.
Yes, you did. So
I joined us. So I actually managed to get one of the convoys live. I missed. I turned around. I went the wrong way around the star. I managed to catch up with you guys about 10 minutes late.
So that's tonight, 6 p.m. at Ready Gateway. Be there for the final convoy. We will be playing the whole hour and a half with tunes and some exclusive content. I think we've got a few things that we've been trying to get collated over the last couple of days. And with one thing or another, you wouldn't believe how much time this project has taken. It's unbelievable behind the scenes. We're like, you're saying you've actually lost almost a stone? Dave?
I was half a stone in weight. I've been, normally when I've been working from home in this period, I'd have been sort of snacking while I've been working and taking phone calls. I have been glued to this desk, yeah. So, best part of half a stone in weight's fallen off me while I've been doing this trucking. So, it's been good.
It has. So, yes, we're putting the effort in. We need some of you to join us. We need 44 of you to come and join us, and let's get that contributor count up to 3,000. It's your opportunity to take advantage of the longest, probably, 400,000 credits that you can make in-game. If you are in a little sidewinder, you may want to get a ship with a bigger fuel tank. Just saying. Just one of those things. But remember, if you are doing a single run out to Hutton Orbital, when you get there and you dump your scrap, pick up some of the orange highlighted gin. It's in the commodities market. It is a rare item. And when you take that away with you, fly 160 light years away from Hutton Orbital to sell it, and you will make a significant profit on it. It's worth doing, just as a sort of reward to yourself. Now, Dave, have you done a community goal before?
Oh, you could drink it. You could definitely drink it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you might not get to where you're going. Have you done
me? Yes. No, this is my first CG I've taken. In beta, I was beta testing. So, I gave it a go when we were testing it, but not in live. So this is the first one I've done in live.
What my question is leading to is, at the end of this Hutton Mug community goal, in order to claim your reward tier, do you have to return to Hutton?
Yes.
In which case, it may well be for those who are joining us for the convoy and who don't wish to have to do the flight ever again for the rest of their existence to undock from the station.
There's good news.
Yeah.
There's good news in this one, because when you come back and you cash in your money at the end of the goal, you pick up your allocation of your gin and your 30 mugs, or 45, I doubt we'll get 45, but your 30 mugs, so bring enough cargo space to take them, fly 160 light years, and double cash in on yet more profit.
Exactly, so I'm just saying that if you finish the convoy tonight and that's your last run of the day, undock from the station, just pull away to sort of out of the mast lock range and leave your ship there. It's fine, they'll be looked after overnight. Obviously, you know, we've got patrols going, and that means that when you come in tomorrow after the goal's closed, you will not have to travel for another hour and a half. I, for one, I think I'm going to go for... I'm going to go down the masochist route. I think I'm going to do a couple of runs today, and then I'm going to do the final run out there tomorrow to go and collect all my stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. I don't know why. Why would I do this? Have I not learned yet? I can only see...
Well, we might put together an event for the evening tomorrow night just to let's all cash in.
Yes, we could all meet up there for the cash in.
Yeah, right, we've
party.
Had a few more... Snoswell's been working hard, and we can't neglect his work.
Well, we can, but it'll
help. So Snoswell's been working hard, and he's dropped us a message with a load of emails that we've got. I don't know if you've got them on screen at the moment, or do you want me to read through them?
I have actually got them handy, believe it or not. So, yes, if you want to start with the first, I'll come in with the second. I think the first one is Starnik, isn't it?
Yeah, Commander Starnik says, I just made my first run to Hutton Orbital with 36 tons of scrap. I'd like to take part in the competition. Thank you, exclamation mark, Commander Starnik.
Well, Starnik, you need to take a screen capture of your left screen in your cockpit, and you'll see under the Transactions tab, you'll see the Hutton Community Goal right at the top of that page. Click on that, scroll down a little bit so we can see your contribution. Press F10 or whatever you have changed your particular screen capture key to be, and in your pictures folder on your computer, in a Frontier folder, inside there will be a nice image. Email that image to itookpart@huttonorbital.com, and you will not only be adding to the workload of Mike Snoz, who needs it, you will also then be part of the contribution. At that stage, your name will then be added to the massive, and it's not quite updated this morning. I believe Mike sent a message that it will be updated this evening. The Hall of Fame on the huttonorbital.com webpage. If you click on the Community Goal tab, you will then see a Hall of Fame link. Click on that, you will see all the commanders that have currently entered the competition. They're your rivals. We have another message as well coming in from a commander.
Jan, time to a chair. Jan, time down again. Hang on a sec.
Wait a second. Here we go.
Right, we've muzzled him now. Right, we've also got Ant Brown, who was watching the Twitch stream of the Hutton Orbital and saw some little devil take out the stationary and helpless asp that the stream was broadcasting from. I think we had this one yesterday as well. Pirates are back by any chance. I think we talked that one to death. That was Ant Brown. We've got Ricardo Alep. Many thanks for organising the collection of all our photographs. Let me know if you need more information. We've got Unky Steve. Chris the Hairy in the Python he bought special. We've got more from further down. Hang on.
Yeah, we've got Commander Apple.
Fantastic organisation, much appreciated by Rob Maynard. Quick, get him again. Commander Mindwipe. He's been dropping off 2,240 tons in his Anaconda and hasn't had a single contribution as a result to the. The main thing, but he did then do a Python as well and dropped a few off so he could be in with the competition too. There's a guy here, Commander Hebdomad, to whom it may concern, it was kind of quiet when I rocked up, but I got a snippet of video anyway. We're going to publish some of these videos on the website as well for those that have been taking part. And back to you, quick on time.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, there you go.
Commander Cheetah says, thanks for organising and supporting us through this community goal. Can I have a mug, please? No. If you want a mug, you're going to have to enter the competition. Right, I think that's us covered the order of business for this morning. We'll be back again. Tune in from 6 p.m. I don't think we've got anything else that we need to highlight. We're working on an audio cast page where you can catch up with all the past broadcasts from this entire community goal. That should hopefully be up at some point this evening, ready for closure tomorrow morning. We'll have our last news at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then we'll look at whether or not we're going to do a big evening get-together to celebrate at Hutton Orbital tomorrow night. We'll decide that tonight and work it out. But tonight, convoy, 6 p.m, ready gateway, be there! And we'll be leaving at 6:30. So that gives you an extra half an hour, extra 15 minutes than normal to get your backsides over and wing up, make some new friends, people, that's what it's all about. That's a nice squeal.
Right, Skippy, do you want to say goodbye for everybody?
Goodbye, everyone, and I hope you get them dirty, filthy pirates later on if they decide to show up.
Oh, and we've got a breaking message, guys. We've got Commander Eleanor has messaged us. He is back in station, and they're busy hammering the dents out of his anaconda, and he's just listening to you guys while he's at work. Excellent job, everybody. So thank you, Commander Eleanor. And that's probably goodbye from me as well.
Excellent. We'll catch you guys later on. Thank you, Ian, for popping in as well.
That's okay. Thank you. I'd advise anyone who makes the trip tonight to take gin with you.
We're going to need some gin, that's right. Party atmosphere tonight as we do our last convoy. Join us, be part of it. It was awesome last night. It was amazing last night. And I'm hoping it's going to be equally brilliant tonight. So thank you. And with that, just one last reminder.
Your heart fitted indeed. Being a pirate is a recipe. Do what you want, because a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Hutton Orbital Radio. If you think death is unpleasant, just wait till you die.